Hello?
Hello, good afternoon. Is this Trudy Skinner?
Who's calling?
Hello, I am Al of Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking with people in your area and would like to ask a few questions on a confidential basis. For quality control purposes, this call may be monitored or recorded. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you're not driving and that you are in a place where you can talk safely?
Confirmed.
Thank you so much. Now, first, do you live in the city of Camden or outside the city of Camden?
In.
Thank you. May I know what is the zip code where you live?
08102.
Thank you so much. Now, are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station for a political body or by a candidate for political office?
No.
Thank you. Are you or is any member of your household a teacher, an employee of a school, college, or university, or a member of a teacher's union or teacher's association?
No.
Okay, thank you. And may I know, in what year were you born?
74.
Thank you so much. And which one of the following best describes you, a man, a woman, or to identify yourself in some other way?
A woman.
Thank you so much. To ensure that we have a representative sample, are you from a Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish-speaking background? Thank you. And for statistical purposes only, what is your main ethnic or racial heritage?
Black.
Thank you so much. And what is the last grade you completed in school?
12.
Thank you so much. And how many children, if any, do you have in your household who are 18 or younger for whom you are the parent or guardian? Thank you. Now, what type of a school do your children attend?
Charter.
Charter school, okay. Thank you. And do you have any kids currently in preschool, daycare, or transitional kindergarten, kindergarten through third grade, fourth to fifth grade, sixth to eighth grade, or high school? Okay, can you just let me know in which grade are they?
Eighth grade.
Okay. Thank you. And what is most important to you in choosing a traditional public school or a public charter school? Special needs programs, graduation rate and student outcomes, athletic or extracurricular activities, safety, quality of teachers, academic program, location, size?
Quality of teachers and education.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of various public officials and organizations. Please tell me as I read each one if your opinion is very unfavorable, somewhat unfavorable, somewhat favorable, or very favorable. If I name one you don't know too much about, just tell me and we'll go on to the next one. The first one is State Assemblyman Bill Mowen.
I don't know anything about him.
Thank you. Next one, State Senator Nilsa Cruz Perez.
I don't know anything about him.
Okay. Next one, Mayor Vic Carstensen. Mayor Vic Carstensen.
Unfavorable.
Oh, yeah, very unfavorable, somewhat unfavorable, somewhat favorable, or very favorable.
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you so much. And how about next one, former Mayor Frank Moran?
Don't know much about him.
Okay. About the teachers' unions. Okay. about Governor Phil Murphy.
Very favorable.
Okay, thank you. And about State Assemblyman Bill Spearman.
I don't know anything about him.
And last one, Camden Schools Superintendent Katrina McCombs.
I don't know anything about her.
Okay. Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of various educational institutions. Please tell me as I read each one if your opinion is very unfavorable, somewhat favorable, or very favorable. If I name one you don't know too much about, just tell me and we'll go on to the next one. The first one is Renaissance Schools in Camden.
I don't know anything about this.
Thank you. How about Traditional Public Schools in Camden?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Thank you. And how about the public charter schools in Camden?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. And last one, private in parochial schools in Camden. Okay, thank you so much. And what are some of the reasons for your somewhat favorable opinion of public charter schools in Camden?
Their academic program.
And what about the academic program?
It's challenging. Somewhat challenging.
Okay. Thank you so much. We're wrapping this up now. Thank you very much for your time, for your patience. Now, just so everyone has the same information, public charter schools and Renaissance schools are two different ways to describe the same type of a school. Now, in this, will you say that public charter or Renaissance schools are not different at all from traditional public schools, not too different from traditional public schools, somewhat different from traditional public schools, or very different from traditional public schools?
I think they're somewhat different.
Okay, thank you. And what are some of the differences between public charter or Renaissance schools and traditional public schools?
I think charter schools pretty much make up their own rules, whereas public schools have a standard which they go by, I guess, given by the state of New Jersey. Charter schools don't necessarily go by that, which can be a bad thing.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now, will you say public education in Camden is headed in the right direction, or is public education in Camden on the wrong track?
I really can't say. I don't have kids in a public school.
Thank you. And how important do you think it is that all parents have the ability to choose a school that best meets their child's needs? Not important at all? Not that important? Somewhat important, or very important?
Very important.
Thank you. Do you think the local public schools in Camden need to change not at all, a little, some, or a lot?
Some.
Thank you. From what you know or have heard, do you oppose or favor increasing the number of public charter in Renaissance schools here in Camden?
I do not favor.
And would that be strongly opposed or somewhat opposed?
Strongly. I think there's more than enough charter schools here. So I don't need to know anymore.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you some words or phrases that might describe public charter in Renaissance schools. For each, please tell me if you think that it describes public charter in Renaissance schools very well, somewhat well, or if it does not describe public charter in Renaissance schools well, or does not describe them at all. The first one is, charter in Renaissance schools serve mostly low-income students.
What are my options if I have a glitch in the phone?
The options are, describes very well, describes somewhat well, or it does not describe well, or does not describe at all.
Describes well.
Thank you. And about public charter in Renaissance School served mostly students of color.
Described well.
Thank you. Next one, public charter in Renaissance schools are open to all.
Or what?
Are open to all.
Doesn't describe well.
Okay, thank you. Next one, public charter in Renaissance schools are public schools.
Yeah, I think they are. Doesn't describe well.
Very well or somewhat well?
Somewhat well.
Thank you. Next one, public charter in Renaissance schools help improve the entire public school system.
Does not describe well at all.
Okay, thank you. Next one, public charter in Renaissance schools are tuition free.
Describes very well.
Thank you. Last one, public charter in Renaissance schools are non-profit.
Does not describe well at all.
Thank you so much. And over the past year, has your opinion of traditional public schools become less favorable, more favorable, or has it not changed one way or the other?
It glitched again when you were asking the question.
I'm sorry. Over the past year, has your opinion of traditional public schools become less favorable, more favorable, or has it not changed one way or the other? Thank you. If a candidate running for office supported increasing the number of public charter in Renaissance schools in Camden, would be more or less likely to vote for them, or would it have no effect on your vote?
Less likely.
Less likely?
Less likely.
Thank you. Now we're almost done. Thank you very much for your time, for your patience. Thinking more about local elections, many people we have spoken with said they only vote for a candidate for president, governor, congress, or other mayor offices. How about you? How often do you vote for school board members? Never, rarely, sometimes, or always?
Always.
Thank you so much. And which one or two pieces of this information make you the most favorable about public charter in Renaissance schools? Is it that public charter in Renaissance schools are managed independently from local school districts, or encourage more parent input and involvement, or give quality options to families who will not otherwise have them, or are smaller schools that offer more individualized attention, are free and open to all children, enroll children of all skill levels and backgrounds, or support different learning styles?
I don't agree.
Sure. The first one says, are managed independently from local school districts. Next one, encourage more parents.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Now, I just have a few more questions for statistical purposes only. Are you currently employed, student, stay-at-home parent, retired, or unemployed and looking for work?
Employed.
Okay. Thank you so much. And in politics today, are you currently registered to vote as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Do you consider yourself a strong Democrat or not so strong?
Not strong.
Thank you. How would you describe your economic circumstances? Well-to-do, upper middle class, working class, low income?
class.
Thank you so much. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation today.
Mm-hmm.
Have a good evening.